Did you get a special buzz when that conversion went over and you knew that, yep, the target has been reached and we're cruising well in this game now?
No, it was nice when they made the announcement. It was a nice touch, and when the crowd gave a big cheer, it definitely gave me kind of goosebumps down my neck. But it was nice. I didn't think I'd feel anything with it, but as I said earlier on, the place means so much to me. So I suppose to emulate someone like Eric and what he's done, things that I have done don't even amount to anything that he has, but even just to kind of be spoken in the same sentence as him is definitely something that's quite special.
Yeah, he was in the crowd. They showed him just before the conversion, and then we saw him after the conversion, and he was smiling broadly, which is, yeah, records are there to be broken. That was an important win, but I think maybe it was more important the performance tonight, particularly in the first half. Connacht really made a statement of intent very early on that you wanted to play high-speed rugby, accurate rugby.
Well, that's how we always want to play. I think the conditions enable us to do that. Our tightness in terms of the players outside of me and players running off of nine, and I suppose how we generated pace onto the ball. It really does come from winning that first collision. When we do that with the way we play, it makes it a lot easier. Our work rate from the backs to show on the short side, but then to work. I thought DK's work rate was phenomenal. And that's what we're about. I think the surface enables us to play like that. So I think it's what we hope to be doing week in, week out.
And how interesting a challenge is it to have to replicate that now, maybe away from home? Is that the next thing that you need to be stepping up to?
I'm just trying to think in terms of games from home. Like, I suppose in terms of away performances this year, we had a good win against Breve, we had a good win against the Ospreys. I think there is an awareness from ourselves that in the last couple of weeks, well, last week and maybe other times before, when there's been big games away from home, that the ones that we really, really needed to win, we haven't performed. We spoke about it as players internally this week. And I think that's where the growth is going to come from us. Whether that be trying to be a bit more rigid in terms of how we play, or maybe refining our individual approach, I think probably will be the thing that will enable us to do that. So that's what we've spoke about. That the next one is Zebre away, which is always quite a difficult place to go. So it'll be interesting to see in terms of our prep and then the far side of that, how we come out.
You've talked about this before, that sometimes Connacht go from mistake to mistake to mistake. Is that something that you're looking to fix? And a performance tonight where there was the odd error, but you were able to get back on the front foot so quickly and you didn't allow the opposition to capitalise on that?
I suppose what we spoke about this week was doing your own job well, where we got into trouble last week. And when we get ourselves in trouble is when we start worrying about what someone else does. And I know it does sound really cliche, but we're a very good team when we do our basics really well. Our prop scrum, our second rows win lineouts, our back row tackle and carry, nines and tens manage the field, midfielders carry, and then outside backs score tries. Like, when you look at it like that, it's a very simple game. But we've been making it, I suppose, for ourselves complicated in the fact that players would have been worrying about someone else's job, and then you're not doing your own one. And that's what we spoke about this week. That's what we spoke about before the game, when we were on the field, and at halftime when we were going out, about doing your own job well. And I think there was a few errors, but what we managed to do, if we didn't let go from a bad to a bad to a bad, because what it shows us, if we do that three times in a row, it ends up being points for ourselves. So it was good that whenever we had two bads in a row, we never had a third one, which I thought was important from us. But as you said, it's trying to get that away from home. So we look forward to doing that after the break.
And the other thing about that first half, commentating on it, was the fact that it was very fast rugby. And it was, you were asking questions all the time, but there was a lot of accuracy there. And a lot of players, as you say, doing their job, being in the right place at the right time to the second. And that's... Does that give you? Can you use that now going forward as part of your sort of kick on?
I don't think we'll use it, because that's when we've played our best rugby. That's what it looks like. We've shown it at various different points of the season. It's just about I suppose, doing it on a consistent basis, which at times we've done, but I think, you know, if we'd went away to Newcastle in last week, we probably wouldn't be having this conversation. I think we've probably lost sight of the fact some of the things we've done previously before. And I don't even think the point you made there was elements of that in the game last week. I think what let us down was the fact that we were worrying about other fellas and worrying about other fellas doing their job, and fellas weren't looking after themselves. Because when we do that, like, it's such an easy game for us in terms of both sides of the ball. So that's kind of it.
And how interesting is it to have Cahill Ford at 12? He's played a lot at out half. Does that give you a different range of options? Does he see the game maybe slightly different to an inside centre? Does he see it through the eyes of a 10?
He definitely does. If I was asked to play 12, I would absolutely, I'd hate it. But you can see 40 there. He's very natural in terms of his carrying. He's quite physical both sides of the ball, and what he gives you then is that left-footed option, albeit we didn't probably use it this evening. So he's a joy to have. The fellas have all stepped in, whether it be Hockey, Dales, Bundy, you know, but the competition there in terms of the three, four lads is pretty fierce.
So you'll have a bit of a break now, and then you're back to training, and then it's roll on to Zebre.
One game, another break, so it's kind of stop-start, but it gives us, I suppose, it's nearly, you can see it as a kind of cup final sort of thing, put a lot of energy into it, then another break, and then into the last bit of the season.
And how's your foot? Is that holding up okay?
I'm getting another procedure on it next Wednesday. So hopefully it was in good for a period of time, and then last week it was actually my groin that was at me last week, but I'm hoping this second jab will fix it a bit, make it a bit better. So it's always fine come game time. It's managing it, I suppose, Monday to Friday, which has been the banana skin with it. But we're getting there. I think I'm just getting a bit old, so don't have the healing stuff. I think I don't have the healing powers that I used to have.